big day.
Yep.
But there's still more big days to come, especially with the coaching staff. Now you have to find another coach somewhere along the line.
Yeah, we're going to be actively looking. We just talked to someone at 1 o'clock, and I'm sure our inboxes will be filled up in the next day or two. And yeah, we want to get something done soon, though, so they have time to meld together and work over the next kind of month and a half to develop the camaraderie and the systems and all the technical stuff too.
Wasey will be back, maybe as an associate coach.
Yeah, we're going to kind of figure all that stuff out. Wasey's going to be back, and we'll kind of figure out what everybody's roles are once we kind of figure out who the other coach coming in is. So,
how much of a day of pride is this, as much as it is sad, possibly? Bittersweet, I guess, would be a good word.
Yeah, it's always sad, like, especially just on the personal side. Like, my wife and his wife are best buddies. Like, they hang out all the time. They both have one-year-old daughters that are within a month of each other. Like, her water broke up my house, like, literally. You know, it's like this stuff happens, and, you know, it seems like it's just a, you know, it's like, oh, one coach in, one coach out. But you develop, like, pretty deep friendships with these people, and that's the hardest part for me. So it's bittersweet. On the bitter part is that, you know, Kaylee and Brennan and Lowe aren't going to be around anymore. The sweet part is that he gets to go live in Palm Springs and coach for a pro team, and Doss gets the opportunity he deserves. So it's both, yeah.